It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Did you bring the camera phone?
I did.
Do you want to go first?
I've been waiting for this all day.
Okay, this is Fro and Stacy.
Introducing Chase Quick Deposit. Just photograph the front and back of your check using the Chase mobile app on your iPhone and hit send.
It went through?
So cool.
It's just so cool. You want to try it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, who's next?
Make a deposit from anywhere, anytime with your iPhone.
To Mr. and Mrs. Walker, why would they send my parents a check?
Chase what matters.
Welcome back to Geico Radio. It's savings on the radio.
Caller Steve. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just got a free rate quote on geico.com. Saved a ton, and it only took me 5 minutes and 12 seconds. I was wondering, is that some sort of record?
That's a good question. Then let's have a look.
Not quite. Someone's got you beat by 8 seconds.
Still, I mean, that's quite fast.
Well, what if I told you I only use one hand?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.
All right, we're back. Why did we start with commercials? Because we had a little technical snafu. It's just part of show business here on Money for Lunch. It doesn't happen often, but it does happen. And we appreciate you standing by as we got that straightened out. So a lot of good stuff in store for you today. And I wanted to talk about something before we bring on Michael DeLon, our first guest. And that is, you know, what are you doing in your area of expertise, in your business, to build credibility, to build authority, to build your celebrity status, if you will, and to build your expertise? So authority, credibility, celebrity, and expertise. That's ACCE. I like to call it ACE. Because when you look at somebody like a Steve Jobs, you know, Steve Jobs was synonymous with Apple, and Apple with also with Steve Jobs. But when you look at it, Steve Jobs had a lot of authority in that particular space. He had a lot of credibility. He had a lot of celebrity status in that space, and he was regarded as an expert. And some of the things that he did to get that ACE, if you will, was he wrote articles, he did a lot of public speaking, and he put himself out there quite a bit, right? That's no different. You can do the same thing today for your business with about 1/10 of the effort that it used to take somebody like a Steve Jobs to get out there. Because back then, the ability to push content out was non-existent. Today, a couple of clicks and you're pushing content out there. People can follow you. They can, They can act with you. They can get to know who you are. You can have a massive impact on your business by just, by putting yourself out there. And it's not that hard. And my first guest is going to help us do something that by most accounts frightens most people, and most people find it very difficult. My first guest today, Michael DeLon. He's the founder of Paperback Expert, a marketing-centric book publisher for business professionals. Using their unique speak-to-write process, they'll work with you to create your own Amazon best-selling book in just 90 days. Then they'll teach you exactly how to use your book for the rest of your career to attract leads, convert clients, and generate sales and profits. Michael believes a book is the very best marketing tool to have in your arsenal, and it really is the ultimate business card. Michael DeLon, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Well, thanks, Bert. Thanks for having me.
You bet, man. I'm excited to have you here. And I got to ask right off the bat, why do you think a book is the best marketing, what do you call it, best marketing tool in your arsenal?
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. It comes from about 30 years of experience, Bert. I've been in marketing for over 30 years. Your radio technical difficulties starting the show brought back memories because I used to be in radio for a long time, and we would have technical difficulties as well. So you covered that nicely. But it really comes from personal experience. When I started my marketing consulting firm about 5 years ago, I was a no-name in Little Rock, Arkansas, and knew a lot about marketing and knew it could help people. And I was trying to figure out, how do I separate myself from all the ad agencies and all the media reps that are knocking on your door every day trying to sell you things, because that's not what I did. I'm a marketing strategist. And so I decided that the best way to separate myself was to become a published author. And so I wrote my own book, my first book. It's called On Marketing. Did it all myself. It took me months of late nights and weekends to write and rewrite and edit, and didn't know a thing about publishing. But what happened is, when I got it published, and then I would call a prospect, and they would set a meeting with me next week. I would mail my book to them and say, Bert, why don't you read my book, and when we get together, we'll have a great conversation. What happened, Bert, is I would show up at your office, and on your desk was my book, dog-eared, highlighted, underlined. You'd read my book. You already knew who I was and how I could help you. So when we had that conversation, I was no longer a salesperson. You knew I could help you, and you started asking me questions, saying, Michael, in your book you said, Michael, how can we do this? Because in your book you wrote, and what I realized very quickly, Bert, is that a book positioned me differently than everybody else. And all of my competition has brochures. They all have business cards that they send to people, and they all look alike. But a book sets you apart because it allows me to tell my story. It stays around longer, and it helps people interact with me and get to know who I am, but also my strategies and what I'm all about. So it is the ultimate marketing tool. It's not the only marketing tool. Don't hear that. But I think it's the ultimate one, because the book also, you can integrate it with all of the marketing that you're already doing. And we can talk more about that, but whether you do online advertising or offline advertising, it doesn't matter. You can use your book in every one of those marketing channels without spending more money on marketing and increase the ROI of that specific channel because you have a book. Because it sets
you up. Yeah, I like that.
Just like that. As an author, as an expert, it gives you credibility, celebrity status, everything in your ACE principle. A book will do that for you.
Sure. And you know what? I like the way you said it positions you. You know, so when you arrive, you know, worst case scenario, they've looked through your book. Best case scenario, they've read it from, you know, they've read it thoroughly. But even when they don't read it thoroughly, it sets you apart. You're Michael, the guy who wrote that book. Let's look at him a little bit closer, right? Versus the hundreds of other marketing people out there who just send me a brochure.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's why we call it the ultimate business card. I mean, you and I, everybody's been to marketing events and social events with the Chamber of Commerce or wherever, and somebody gives you a business card and you hand them your business card and you're done, and you typically, what do you do with it? You might put the contact information in, then you throw it away. But what I do instead is they hand me their business card and they ask me for mine. I say, well, I don't have one on me. I tell you what, let me send you my book instead. And then I personalize that book to them. So I say, Bert, great meeting you. Hope these principles can help you grow your business, Michael. And I either drop it by personally or I mail it to you in the mail. And the impact that has is substantial. You'll never forget it.
Sure.
You'll never throw it away because it's personalized to you. And what I've found, Bert, is when I hand a copy of my book over to a prospect that I'm working with, there is something that physically happens to them. They are shocked and amazed that, A, I've got a book, and, B, I wrote their name in my book. I signed it to them personally. And there's a physical change and an instant bond. And what it does is it takes me from being a typical salesperson to being an expert. Experts have books.
Well, you know what, and this goes along with what I've said, all the time, is that, look, nobody wants to deal with a salesperson. People don't want to talk to salespeople. I know that freaks people out, especially if you're in the sales industry, but we don't. We never want to talk to a salesperson. What do we want to talk to? A strategist, a consultant, an expert, somebody that gives me the confidence to trust them. This person knows what they're doing, and I think a book delivers that, I think, so vividly compared to any other medium.
Well, it really does, because you think about the other mediums and you have limited time or space for people to engage with you. A book, the other cool thing about a book is people read your book one-on-one. They're not engaged in lots of other things. It's very personal. I always like to think, everybody knows Tony Robbins. A lot of people know Michael Hyatt and Dave Ramsey. You know, these are national experts. And my question is, why? Why is Tony Robbins who he is today? And it's really because years ago he published a book called Unlimited Power. That book made him a household name. Then he's gone on to build off of that credibility to create a fortune, right? But before that book came out, he was out, doing shows all the time. He was a no-name. It's the book that separated him. And the same with Michael Hyde and Dave Ramsey.
And let me draw, and let me also point this out, because this is something that a lot of people have missed. So a lot of people think of Tony Robbins as a motivational speaker, which he certainly is. But Tony, a couple years ago, wanted to make a shift from just motivational speaking to being a financial expert. And the first thing he did is put out a book on financial principles.
And why did he do that? Why did he do that? Because that made him a financial expert in the mind of the consumers.
Yes.
And that's what really we have to understand. And that's what our company is all about, is the positioning of a book. I mean, having a book is great, but how are you going to use it in your business to position yourself uniquely and to convert prospects into clients and generate revenue and serve more people? That's what it's all about.
So let me ask you this. I mean, because today, and you correct me if I'm wrong, it's easier today than ever to publish a book, right? You have all these different outlets. So what have you found? What's the thing that stops most people from writing a book?
The blank screen in front of their face, honestly. Well, everybody wants to write a book. They just don't know how to do it. And if you ever sat down to write, most people I meet, most of our clients hate writing. And that's what stops them. They're like, I don't know how to write. The other aspect is, for those who start writing, it's what we call self-editing, where you start typing a sentence and you stop and you go back and you correct that sentence. That will take you forever. No wonder it takes, a year to 2 years to write a book for most people. It's crazy. So it's either the fact that you actually have to physically write the book, type it out, or compound that to the entire publishing process, which is like a rat maze, because there are so many components to it. People look at that and think, I don't have time for this. I've got to sell something. I've got to grow my business. I don't have time to write a book. And that's what we solve for business owners.
Okay, so let's talk about Paperback Expert real quick. Paperbackexpert.com for you guys who want to follow along. So I come to you and I say, hey, Michael, I'm an expert in, plumbing. I'm an expert in business. I'm an expert in ditch digging. Walk me through the process.
Yeah, and that's a great question. We do a lot of work. We'll use financial planning as an example. We do a lot of work on the financial planning industry. And so my whole concept is, you're an expert at what you do, right? You've got everything you need in your head to write a book. What our job is to extract it out of your head and get it on paper. So what we do is we do telephone interviews with you, because you can talk about your business all day, every day. It's what you do. And so we get on the telephone with you. We assign a writer to your project, and we have telephone interviews with you to, first of all, understand the concept of your book and what are you wanting to do with your book. Are you trying to get more business? Are you trying to get on the speaking circuit? What are you trying to do? So once we understand those two concepts, then we start asking questions of you. And we will go through about 4 or 5 telephone calls, and we'll build the outline of your book with you based on questions we ask and answers you give us. Once the outline's done, we just transition right into the recording process. So we have telephone calls over the phone just like this. Well, we're asking you questions based on that outline. And really, for you, they're softball questions. They're questions you know the answer to, because we've talked about them on the outline. Plus, this is what you do all day, every day. So for a financial planner, we could say something like, you know, what is the most important thing somebody needs to do to save for retirement? Well, there's a softball question for a good financial planner. And they just start talking. And we're recording everything. And we walk through the entire outline that way. So in about 5 or 6 phone calls, we have all the content we need. We transcribe that. Our editors write the book for you using your words and your language, because everybody has their unique way of speaking. So we want to make that come through in the book. And we have graphic artists who do the cover. We do the entire process for you. So what you're bringing to the table is the idea and the content of the book. This is your book. And then what we bring to the table is everything else. So in a period of about 90 days, start to finish, we can take you from being an expert in any field that you're in and make you a published author, and then we can make you an Amazon best-selling author guaranteed. And we do that for added credibility, authority, and expert status. And when you have that status going for you, we then teach you how to use your book and all of your marketing to convert more prospects into clients, generate more revenue, serve more people, and you'll do that for the rest of your life, because a book has shelf life. It's something you'll never have to replicate, and it stays around year after year after year, unlike most other forms of marketing. I've sold radio, I've done outdoor, I've done magazine, I've done all kinds of marketing for myself and clients. And you always have to reinvent the wheel. A book, you don't have to reinvent. I always go back to Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, one of my favorite books. It's been on the bestseller list for, 30 years. It's still in all the bookstores and on Amazon. Same thing can happen with your book. If you're going to be in business for more than a couple years, I think you probably should write a book, because you're an expert, and it's going to be the best marketing tool in your arsenal that will help gain a greater ROI from everything that you're doing, because you're going to be positioned as the expert in your market.
Now, okay, so let's say somebody's listening. They said, listen, I got my book like 80% done. Can you still help somebody who might have already started, and then you guys can finish up the process?
Yeah, that's a great question. We do that occasionally for people, and we just need to talk with them and find out where their book is. And if they need, you know, finish editing or just walk it through the publishing process, sure. We're here to – our objective is to help professionals actually achieve the goal of getting their book in print on Amazon and then helping them learn how to grow their business with it. So, yeah, if somebody's got a manuscript done, they can call us and say, how do we get it to the rest of the way? And we're happy to work with people in that aspect as well. Because there is no better thrill, Bert, and I remember the day when my first book arrived from the printer, and I opened the box, and my name's on the front of my book. I remember the day as if it was yesterday. I want more people to experience that moment.
Sure. And you know, one of the things that you mentioned about the shelf life of a book, and I love the fact that you used Stephen Covey's book, because it hasn't been touched in decades. But at the same time, you could go, if you wanted to, and revise it. So if you're in the financial planning industry and maybe there's been some changes, you could go back and revise it. And so now that book for the new generation, right? So that's the other thing I like about a book, is that it is flexible. You could leave it alone. You could have a sequel. You can update an existing book. There's so many ways of playing around with it. But ultimately, it could just be left alone and just use it and use it and use it.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. And the process to revise the book is very, very simple. And basically we would get on the phone with you. We'd record what we need to revise. We'd open the file. We'd make the changes. Now you have the updated and expanded version, right? So now it's even more cool. You can go out and market it all over again. In fact, that's what we did with my book on marketing. We first published it. And then about 2 years later, we came out and added more content, more strategies. And on the top of the cover is exactly the same, except on the top it says revised and expanded edition. Well, that's pretty cool. So, yes, absolutely. Yeah. You can tweak it and or leave it all alone. And the other, you know, we also do it. We publish your book in paperback, but we also do the Kindle version for you as well. So it's all included.
Now, let me ask you this, because you've mentioned this a couple of times. You use it for lead gen and stuff like that. So obviously you gave a couple of examples at a networking meeting. You follow up with your book, or if you are interacting with a prospect, you can send them a book in we call it in before actually meeting with them. What are some other ways? How else do you take this book and use it for, we'll call it attracting clients and converting those clients? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, no, great question. Because that's really what we teach all of our clients once the book is published is how do you do this? I break every business down into three different stages. So you have the attract stage when I'm advertising to get people to come to me. I have the engage stage, which is once they've made contact with me and they're engaged with my process. And then I have the retain stage. Once they're a client, I want to retain them for life and I want to get referrals, right? And so let's talk about the attract stage. So attract stage, you know, how many people are using social media and a website? If they're doing that, if they have those two things in place, we can put a book on both of those. So on the homepage of your website should be a free copy of your book. You want to mail a free copy to anybody who requests it. Now, most people balk at that idea. I tell all of my clients, you're not going to get rich selling this thing on Amazon. Okay, that is not why you're doing a book. You're a business owner. You're going to get rich by giving your book away to prospects and engaging with them and getting them to see you as the expert so that they will do business with you. You're going to get rich doing more business of what you're good at. So that's number one principle. So it's on your website. Somebody goes to your website, get a free copy of my new book, How to Survive a Flawed Financial System and Retire with Confidence. And then they click that. A lot of people say, well, can I just send them the ebook? Well, you could. So now I got a name and an email. And I get an ebook in my inbox that I'll probably end up deleting or something because I get so many emails. Much better to get their name, their address, their mobile phone number, their email, and they say, yes, send me the book. Because the book has value. A physical book has value in the in the mind of the prospect. Plus, it has a dollar amount on the back, you know, $17.95 on Amazon. So it has value. Well, now what I've done is I've taken a prospect and I've gotten their lead information. Now I have something I can work with. So now I can pick up the phone and call you and say, Bert, thanks for requesting my book. I want to make sure that I have your address right. Did you say it's 123 any street? Yes, that's great. Awesome, Bert. I'm going to send it out, and you should have it on your doorstep in 2 days. Thank you so much. Hang up the phone. I mail you my book. You're anticipating it. I send an email to you, say, Bert, the book's in the mail. You should get it in a couple days. Hope you read it. Okay? I'm going to mail you a physical book. I'm going to sign it to you. You're never going to throw that thing away. When it arrives in the mail, I guarantee they're going to open the package and they're going to read the book, or they're at least going to pick it up and look at it. They're going to interact with you. And then a couple days later, you're going to call them back again. Say, hey, Bert, did you get the book in the mail or did the postman lose it? No, I got it. It arrived. Awesome. I hope you really enjoy it. I'd really recommend you read chapter 3. If you don't read the whole book, read chapter 3 because that's the most important one based on what you told me. And then about 3 or 4 days later, you call them back and say, hey, Bert, did you read chapter 3? And now, why don't we sit down and talk about what's going on in your life and how we might be able to help you have a retirement without worry. So there's a real simple process, and it's a little bit more complex, but we've got an entire system built for how would you put your book on your website. Well, how about social media posts? You know, I was doing a lot of research recently on social media, and a lot of the posts are just really informational, which is okay. But what about taking every chapter in your book and making a social media post about the topics in every chapter, and then at the end of that, you link them back to your website, which is what? Oh, a free copy of your book. So it's a way to take all this social media that you're doing, linking it back to a place where now you can capture somebody who may be just a reader of your blog or your email and get more information from them and let them take one step closer to doing business with you. Too many times we want to take somebody from A to Z overnight. If you think, we call it the alphabet maze, the process somebody has to walk through before they do business with you. We like to say between A and Z, there's a great big B through Y. There's a process people have to go through. They go through it at different paces. A book helps them take that. So there are multiple ways you could use your book to attract new clients. Let me interject
real quick before we go forward. And so I hope that people picked up just the one thing you said where – so somebody gets a free book. Now you have a reason to talk to that client or prospect without ever mentioning your product or service or money. You know, Michael, did you get my book? Yes, I did. Great. I want you to know chapter 3. It's the most important part. Or you know what? If you're only going to read a couple of chapters, read chapter 3 and 6, and then I'll come back with you, whatever. But now you have multiple reasons to talk to them about your book that has nothing to do necessarily with your service. Even though the book is maybe representative of what you do, you're not saying, hey, be my client, buy my thing. You're not coming across as a salesperson. You're coming across as somebody saying, listen, I wanted to get this book to you, and I want you to, you know, check out chapter three. And it just puts you in a different position. And I always tell my clients that, look, any reason that you can start a conversation or touch your clients that does, has nothing to do with selling them something. Now you've given them a book, so you built value, trust, you built engagement, you built They're going to like you because you gave them something for free. They're going to like you because you signed that, as you said, you personalized that to them, so they now know, like, and trust you a lot more than they did before, and you're off to the races.
You are, and how cool it is. I mean, I like to think psychologically sometimes. How cool it is for somebody to go, hey, my financial planner wrote the book, right?
Right.
It's this the thing, but you're right. It's the resource. You know, I go back to Tony Robbins, Dave Ramsey, all these national experts. They're resources. I hit their website a lot to read and think and figure out how they're doing things. That's what you want to be in your market. You want to be the resource, the go-to person, and a book's a great way to do that. So that's what we teach clients as far as how to attract clients, right? What about engage, that second stage? I'm working with some realtors, and I said, a great time for you to get referrals is during the process of house hunting, because that's when everybody's telling all of their friends that they're out looking for homes, or my house is on the market. And we say, give each client two or three copies of your book and say, hey, when you're talking with your friends about this process and the homes you're looking for, would you do me a favor and would you just hand them a copy of my book and say, this is the guy we're working with. He's great. He wrote a book. And just hand them a book. What a great way to build referrals versus handing somebody a business card or a magnet. And now somebody else is reading your book, and they're going to say, well, that's pretty cool. And then eventually they're going to call you. And that's how we teach our clients how to get referrals in a easy fashion that's very natural and fun. I'd much rather hand somebody one of my a book from somebody I'm working with than a business card. It's just way more cool.
Sure.
So there are over 100 different strategies we teach our clients of how to use your book in what you're currently doing. Shouldn't cost you any more money in advertising to integrate your book in what you're doing to help you position yourself as the expert and build trust and grow your business.
Yeah, I like that so very much. And here's something else. You've said this multiple times, but I want to reemphasize it. Tony Robbins, Mr. Ramsey, just about anybody out there that is in your space, right, has a book. That should tell you everything you need to know. Now, if you happen to be in a blue-collar type environment, there are not too many plumbers who have written a book.
That's right.
There are not too many, you know, tradesmen that have written a book. So you can separate yourself a lot easier than, you know, you mentioned financial planners. There are some financial planners who have written a book. Why? Well, because they know the power of having a written book, as demonstrated by Michael here. And if you guys want to find out more, you can go to paperbackexpert.com. I love that name, by the way. Easy to remember, paperbackexpert.com. So if you want to be a speaker, if you want to be considered a thought leader, if you want to be considered an expert, back to the whole thing I was talking about, having authority, credibility, celebrity, and expertise, a book sounds like a great thing to do. Now, let's get to the nuts and bolts. I want to get into a little bit deeper nitty-gritty here. I want to talk about, how do you get this to number one, or not number one, how do you get this a bestseller on Amazon? Talk about this a little bit.
Hey, that's a great question. Yeah, that's we've been looking for a way to do this for a number of years, because Amazon is a lot like Google, and they have their little algorithm, their system of how they rate things, and it's very, very challenging to hit the Amazon bestseller list. Fewer than about 1% of books that are ever published hit the bestseller list. And so what we do is we figured out that we need lots of marketing behind us and a promotion strategy So we have a team that works with you that once your book is ready to be published, our team goes to work and we create press releases that we send out for your book. We create social media that we're going to send out for you, and we create different strategies around your book. And then we have a vast network around the nation, really around the world, that we promote your book to. And then we do an entire launch strategy so that in a certain period of time, we're going to take you from virtually a no-name, one of the millions of books on Amazon, up through the categories and make you a bestseller. And we keep track of that. We take screenshots every hour when the day arrives, and then we can prove that you became an Amazon bestseller, and you will have that name and that title for the rest of your life. So every time you are introduced to speak, or anytime you send an email, it should be your email signature. It should be Amazon best-selling author, Burt Martinez, with a link
sure. To
Amazon and to your best-selling book that they can get for free, obviously. But it's an entire strategy, and we have an entire team that works on that. So it's not something that is just a flip of a switch. There is a lot of motion happening in the background. We're doing a lot of work with press releases, social media, promoting it, and doing everything that we know how to do to get you to be an Amazon bestseller, and we guarantee that you will be there. So it's not if I will make it. It is when you will make it. And we've actually taken four people to number one bestseller. And you talked about blue-collar guys. We've done books for a roofer. We've done books for an auto repair shop, in fact, numbers of auto repair shops. And I even had a home inspector who wrote a book because he's an expert. And, in fact, he's a referee. He's a football referee. So we helped him combine those two professions. And now he's America's home inspection referee. And he wrote the official guide to home inspection. So think about him handing this out to all of his realtor friends to say, when you're working with somebody, hand them my book because they're going to need a home inspection. That's how he's grown his business. He's a home inspector. You don't get much more blue collar than that. So that's all part of taking Chris to number one Amazon bestseller. Now he uses that credibility for the rest of his career, and he's going to make hundreds of thousands of dollars over the coming years because he's an author and he's a number one Amazon best-selling author, and we can help you do that.
Now, let me ask you this. So when people go to paperbackexpert.com, they can go right there, and it goes right into convert more leads using your Amazon best-selling book. And this is, I think, a very fun, engaging way to interact with people. You can also just schedule a call and bottom line, you can just, I guess, talk to you or one of your teammates there and get things rolling. How long has paperbackexpert.com been doing this now?
Yeah, we started in 2013. So I'll let you do the math. I think that's 4 or 5 years. We've been doing it. We've published well over 100 books for different people in different markets all over the nation. Actually, we published one for an attorney up in Canada, so we can go about anywhere. But yeah, you're right. The call to action on the website is let's schedule a call. You'll talk with me, and we'll have probably a 30-minute conversation to say, is this right for you? Let me understand you and your motivations, and what are you trying to do with a book? If you're just looking for a book to write for your memoirs and set it on your bookshelf, I'm probably not the right guy. But if you're a business owner and you're really wanting to position yourself and grow your business and tell your story and convert more leads to clients, then we might have something to talk about. And then we'll lay out all the price and all that. We've got financing options. We've got 0% financing for up to 5 years, Bert. I mean, if somebody is a real business person and they've got a marketing budget, which is really what this book is, it's a marketing tool, we can put somebody into a book for as little as about $300 a month if they want to go that way. So there's no reason for you not to do a book if you're really serious, but you're not going to buy a book online. So that's why we say schedule a call. It's not a sales call. It's a consultative approach to say, who are you and what are you wanting to do and are we even the right company? Because there are a few industries that we probably wouldn't write a book for because of our value-based system. But we want to have a phone call with people, and if it's right for you, we'll take the next step. And we'll work with you. And in our whole philosophy is if you're serious, if you want to have a book, we're going to try to find a way to help you do that. And that's why we schedule a call. It's really just a simple, usually about a 30-minute conversation to say,
is this the right thing for you? Is now the right time for you? What are the hurdles? How do we help you get across that? And to really help each person understand the value behind the book. Because too many times, you know, the question I get is, well, how much does it cost? Well, that's really the wrong question. Yes, everything has a price.
It is the wrong question.
But until you understand how you can use the book to convert more clients long term and how you integrate it with everything, you'll realize the return on investment. We just published a book for a financial planner team. It's a mom-daughter team up in Mineral Springs, Wisconsin. Now, I don't even know where that is, but it's a little podunk town, but they are great at financial planning. We published their book. Somebody in their office put it on social media, said, hey, congratulations, they just published their first book. Somebody else in their market or in their Facebook network saw that post, bought the book, read the book, and called their office to set an appointment and transferred over $500,000 to this firm because they liked what they read in the book. That was within the first month of publishing this book. So I was on the phone with this client this past week. I said, tell me, Michelle, how much did that one transaction already pay for your book? And she said, Michael, it paid for it about three times already, not to mention the other business we're going to do with this client in the coming year.
Sure.
Out of one transaction.
And I want to emphasize what you said. If somebody's asking how much did it cost, and by the way, you know, this is the first time we've had Michael on the show. I get no remuneration. I'm not an affiliate of Michael. I do believe in what he's doing, and I do believe you should go to paperbackexpert.com and check it out. And as Michael said, see if it's a good fit for you guys. But here's the deal. You can buy a $40,000 Ford or you can buy a $400,000 Ferrari. They're both sold, and they both essentially the same thing. You know, you can buy a two-door Ford for about $40,000 as well as a $400,000 Ferrari, a two-door. And it's essentially the same thing. It's transportation to get you from A to B. However, one has a statement. One has more intrinsic value. If you pull up in a Ford, you're like everybody else. You pull up in a Ferrari, you stand out. And people want to, you know, people are automatically attracted to you. They're looking at you. They're talking about you and your car. And you must have a certain amount of expertise and a certain amount of success to be driving that. And I think the book does the same thing. A lot of times we, because we've been trained incorrectly, often ask, well, how much is it? And that's the wrong side of the coin. The question is, what can I make from this investment? How much can I get from this investment, I think, is the right answer. And I think Michael can sit down and answer that for you, and you can, you know, decide again if it's a good fit for you. But, you know, again, you can get a Timex or a Rolex. They both do the same job, but they do it they deliver the experience completely different. And that's, you know, again, that's the value, right? Rolex, quote, costs you more, but it delivers a lot more. The statement, the impact, the attraction, the authority that Rolex brings, it's very difficult to put a price on. But I can tell you, it's worth it compared to the price that you paid for the Rolex.
Absolutely, without question. A Rolex attracts attention. A book attracts attention. And that's what we're trying to do in business. We should not be about chasing down all of our suspects and prospects. We should be about positioning ourselves in such a way that they are magnetically attracted to us. I bet you Tony Robbins doesn't make cold calls.
That's right.
Right? He's positioned right in such a way that everybody goes to Tony Robbins. You can do the exact same thing, even if you're in Mineral Springs, Wisconsin. You can set yourself
up to
be the expert.
Here's the deal. Tony does not make cold calls. I bet you, however, some of his salespeople do, right? But here's the deal. And look at my good friend Grant Cardone. He's got several books, and his salespeople make cold calls. But here's the difference. When you call and you say, hey, I'm with Tony Robbins, New York Times bestselling author, you know, because he's got name recognition, they probably don't have to sell, quote, too hard, right? They don't have to, you know, they've already got that positioning done for them. And I think that's, again, what that, you know, getting your book out there, getting articles out there, getting that authority, that credibility, that celebrity status, and that expertise out there. When you make up, when you pick up that phone call, when you interact with a prospect, the what do you call it, the road is already kind of paved out a little bit. It's a little bit smoother. You don't have to tell them that that you've done this or that. It's already been done for you.
Absolutely. And what's the question when you're on the phone? If you're a salesperson, you're talking to a prospect, what's the question? What's one of the questions they always ask you? Well, you know what? Can you send me something?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, yeah, I can send you something. What are you going to send them, a brochure, a business card? What are you going to send? Say, absolutely, I can send you something. In fact, when I send it, why don't you write read chapter 3? And then you send them a book. And then you can follow up and say, hey, did you get the book? The process starts all over. Now you have a reason to call them. Instead of saying, well, I sent you my brochure. Did you get it? I mean, really? It gives you something really cool to send out, because that's really what I find, Bert, is most people are losing money. Not that they're doing a bad job of attracting leads, but what do you send them? How do you engage with people after that lead connects with you and makes contact with you? We do a lot of work with attorneys, personal injury attorneys specifically, and they spend thousands of dollars trying to make the telephone ring, okay? So when the telephone rings, what are they sending them? If they're sending them brochures and business cards and here's how great we are, just like every other attorney, they're going to look like every other attorney. But when you send somebody a book, it separates you immediately. And then you go through the process I explained. So it's not that you're doing a bad job attracting. It's that most people are losing money converting that prospect into a client. And what we found is if you can increase that conversion ratio from the time they connect with you and engage with you to the time that you send them something, if you can increase that percentage by 3 to 5%, over the next year, you're going to put tens of thousands of dollars in your pocket and serve a lot more people. And it comes back to you sent them something of value that gave you a good reason to call them back and have a conversation. It sets you apart as the expert in their eyes and their mind. Marketing is a battle that's fought in the mind of the prospect. When they see you differently, they will be more likely to do business with you, because they will know, like, and trust you, because you have the authority, the credibility, and the expertise that they're looking for, just like you said at the beginning, Bert.
Absolutely, and we're going to end on that note. Michael DeLon, it's been a blast having you on the show today, and I think that speaking of delivering value, I hope that everybody has got as much value as I did out of this conversation, because really, having a book seems to be a great thing, and I think a lot of things that we call it's a great arsenal to have in your toolkit, and I think that, you know, one of the things that we discussed is what stops people is, you know, we all deal with a little bit of fear, but we also deal with overwhelm. Man, how do I get this together? How do I get it uploaded? How do I promote it? And you can go to paperbackexpert.com, and they have all the answers for you. Michael DeLon, looking forward to having you back again, my friend.
Thank you, Bert. I really enjoyed it. Look forward to another robust conversation with you in the future. Thanks so much.
All right. I love that, a robust conversation. I think that's exactly what we delivered today. I love this Michael DeLon, and I love what he's doing with attracting leads, converting clients, and generating profits. Check out paperbackexpert.com. See if it's something that's a fit for you. I'm always excited to have you here. I'm always excited that you guys help us out so much. And when you're at it, if you could go to youtube.com/Bert J. Martinez. youtube.com/Bert J. Martinez. We had two people subscribe earlier today, and because they subscribed, they got free food from Chili's. That's right. Chili's will send you, well, Chili's has sent me a bunch of food script to give out to people who subscribe to youtube.com/Bert J. Martinez. You can just go to YouTube, type in Bert Martinez, and subscribe. Just hit the little red button. It's free. You get free food. Plus, you're also going to be enrolled to my amazing Amazon giveaway, where you can generate other fabulous prizes. You're going to get Kindles. You're going to get, you have the opportunity to get Kindles. You have the opportunity to win gift cards, books, all sorts of great stuff by just going to youtube.com/Bert J. Martinez. And as always, from the bottom of my heart, I believe that you We're created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.